Complete first four schools, page 41. Can chocolates make you smarter? Research suggests that eating chocolate may actually boost, boost intelligence. It gave me a boost. Dalo mi to povzbuzení sebevědomí. It gave me a boost. Did you know that if you want to become more intelligent, then podle, according to some scientists, you're going to have to make real sacrifices. Přinést skutečnou oběť. To make real sacrifices and start eating more chocolate. It isn't actually such a crazy idea. Some types of food are connected to increased intelligence. Increased zvýšená, zvětšená, increased intelligence. He is a person of high intelligence. Velmi inteligentní. He is a person of high intelligence. And I've discovered that chocolate is one of them. You may not believe me, but I've researched this carefully. And I don't mean I clicked on the learn about chocolate section on a chocolate manufacturer's website. Apparently, it all has to do with a substance called flavanols. Flavanols have been shown to slow or reverse the drop in cognitive performance that often accompanies aging. And yes, even teenagers are aging. It so happens that cocoa, the basic ingredient in chocolate, is a rich source of flavanols. The researcher Dr. Franz H. Messeli figured that if a country has a high chocolate consumption, then its population should, in Překouslí theory, have celkově overall better brain functions. Better brain functions. But how do you measure the brain function of a population? Messerli's ingenious answer is that the per capita number of Nobel Prize winners that a country has produced, tak to číslo provides a rough indicator, ukazatel čeho, indicator of the cognitive performance of its population. A jestli pak jsem přečetla 1G. 1G instead, I found my information in a respected medical journal. A teď máme 2E. 2E, the good news for chocolate lovers news is that the two are linked. Switzerland has the highest number of Nobel Prize winners and also has the highest chocolate consumption of the 22 other countries that have produced Nobel Prize winners. The all-important, úplně fakt důležitý, the all-important question though, ačkoliv, is how much extra chocolate do we have to eat to increase our brain power. Messerli estimates that the minimally effective chocolate dose, minimally effective chocolate dose, Davka, is around 2 kilos per year, and the benefits don't seem to stop even at the highest chocolate dose level of 11 kilos per year. 3F. In short, the more chocolate we eat, the cleverer we get. Wow. However, vzhledem k tomu, že, given that so many people don't eat chocolate zruzni for various reasons, some of us will have to vykompenzovat, compensate for, vyrovnat se za co, ale tady máme jenom compensate, and do more than our fair share of the work. 4B. So, the next time you feel like eating chocolate, remind yourself that it's really for the benefit of your country. And although it's such important work, kvůli nebo pro co, pro tvý zuby tady, for the sake of your teeth, you should do it at the end of a meal and then brush them. Of course, Messerli's research doesn't show that eating chocolate causes an increase in national intelligence, 5C. It only shows that the two are connected. There are other possible explanations for the relationship between a country's level of chocolate consumption and the number of Nobel Prize winners that it has produced. One explanation is the existence of a third factor, such as a country's socioeconomic status or geographic and climatic conditions. Oh my god. Socioeconomic status and geographic and climatic conditions. Přízvuk furt někde jinde. Messerli says that even if these factors play a role in intelligence, they do not fully explain why the link is so close between chocolate consumption and the number of Nobel Prize winners. Another explanation is that smart populations eat more chocolate. In other words, higher cognitive performance could stimulate chocolate consumption. As Dr. Messerli explains, it is conceivable. It is conceivable, případně možné, conceivable, that people with superior, jako vynikající, superior cognitive function are more aware, vědomi, aware of the health benefits of the flavanols, v čem in dark chocolate, and are therefore prone, mající sklony, někdo je prone to něco dělat, are therefore prone to increase their consumption. This is still good news for chocolate lovers, since it means that eating chocolate should now be recognized as increasing one's daily intake, ta dávka čeho, of cognitive příjem, Enhancer. Enhancer je zvýrazňovač, jakoby vylepšovat, výslovnost enhancer. Enhancer, takže třeba chuťovej bude flavor enhancers. So cognitive enhancers. Clearly, this is an area for more research, much more research. My favorite dishes have always been desserts, and I am always happy to push forward the boundaries, hranice mezi poznání of science. Kognitivní funkce jsou všechny myšlenkové procesy, paměť, koncentrace, porozumění, rychlost. Bye bye.